This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Christine Tran. First name is Christine, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E. Last name is Tran, T-R-A-N, Tran. Date of birth, 7-23-1971. This letter is being written to Dr. Stephanie Lee Doe. First name is Stephanie, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E. Last name, Lido, L-E-D-O, Lido. Address, is, let's see if we can find this stupid address somewhere. Dr. Stephanie Lee Doe. Oh man, that's my arm. Okay. Address 1693 Flanagan Drive, San Jose, Suite 100, Suite San Jose, California 95121. Telephone number 408-274-3881, and fax number would be 408-274-9053. Dear Dr. Stephanie Lido, thank you for asking me to see this 52-year-old female in allergy consultation, period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Christine has been having significant problem with itchy rashes, which are erythematous, with occasional mild angioedema of the lip and face, period. This year has been much worse, possibly because of cold weather and cold weather period. She feels the tight clothing and certain kind of fabrics make this problem much worse, period. There is no exposure to any pets, period. She does not work and thus doesn't have any occupational exposure, period. He showed me some pictures and they revealed some itchy rashes and erythema and minor swellings, period. There is minor itching, itchy nose and sneezing and stuffy nose, for which she has taken Claritin with some benefit, period. She does like to scratch a lot and did display some minor anxiety while I was taking history, period. She has used Kenalog lotion with some benefit, period. There is no history of any emergency room or hospitalization, period. There is no history of any throat tightness, wheezing, coughing, shortness of breath, or any GI symptoms, period. There is nothing to suggest any anaphylaxis, period. She does not have any obvious food allergies and has eaten just about every food without any significant problem, period. I believe she saw a dermatologist for this problem, and I'm not sure what was the outcome of that visit, period. She takes Lipitor, vitamin D, and amlodipine, and does not seem to have any obvious problems, period. Examination was completely normal except for mild to moderate dermatographism, period. My initial impression is allergic rhinitis and excessive skin sensitivity, period. Certainly she has seasonal allergies by history, period. This was I discussed with her in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. She was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. I was able to review her lab work, and it reveals a serum IG of 640, which is moderately high, and is possibly consistent with the seasonal type allergies, period. She does have other minor positive reactions, which I don't believe are clinically relevant, period. Because of long history, I recommended the following tests, and results are as follows. Number one, C3, C4, and CH50 are normal. Number two, serum immunoglobulins are normal. Number three, her thyroid antibodies are completely normal. Number four, her T4 and TH, CSH and T4 are completely normal. Clinically, I don't believe she has any immunological disease, immunological or autoimmune disease process, period. New paragraph, skin testing revealed significant allergy to grasses and trees, but no significant reactions to foods were identified, period. Clinically, I believe she does not have any significant allergies to explain her rashes, period. I was able to answer all her questions and recommended certain soaps and appropriate skin care, and I think she should do quite well, period. My final diagnosis, mild to moderate dermatographism. Number two, seasonal allergic rhinitis. Number three, no evidence of any autoimmune disease or significant food allergies, period. My treatment plan, number one, skin care was discussed. Number two, she can use Claritin or Zyzel, Claritin 10 milligram or Zyzel, XYZAL, Zyzel 5 milligram if needed for itching and rashes and allergies. Number three, I recommended Cetaphil or Aveeno or Dove products for her skin, and that should be helpful, period. Overall, I believe she should do quite well, and I've asked her to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well care, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Christine Tran.